This is Dakota Datebook for January 23rd. When North Dakota ratified its constitution in 1889, it included a provision for a forestry school. However, it took time to establish the school. In 1894, state residents voted to locate the North Dakota School of Forestry in Bottineau. Progress was slow, and by 1906, no school had yet been built. Residents of Bottineau took matters into their own hands, raising $8,000, worth over $250,000 today, and donating 15 acres of land. The North Dakota School of Forestry opened in January 1907 with 30 students. On this date, in 1914, the Bottineau Current proudly reported that the school's enrollment had grown to 86 students. President Smith was actively working to educate farmers about the benefits of planting trees. He met with farmers in West Hope and supported the formation of a farmers' club. In Russell, he spoke to over 200 people about the advantages of windbreaks and shelter belts. It might seem surprising that North Dakota would have a forestry school, since the state is better known for its open plains rather than its forests. However, North Dakota has over 800,000 acres of forest. Farmers also learned that planting trees could benefit agriculture. Windbreaks save energy, reduce heating costs, and provide shelter for livestock. Trees planted along streams and lakes help filter farm runoff and protect water quality. Forests and agriculture are often seen as conflicting, and combining the two might seem like a new idea. In fact, this practice has a name: agroforestry. Agroforestry is the intentional integration of trees or shrubs with crop and animal production, resulting in a more diverse agricultural operation, increased profits, and resource conservation. While the idea may seem novel, North Dakota farmers have embraced it for years. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.